See, you don't have to be 94 years old before you can make an impact on somebody. A four-year-old full of the Holy Ghost can make an impact. I said a four-year-old. Hallelujah. You will be amazed what come out of their mouth, out of their spirit. For they will see what they have not what? Been told. And they will understand what they have not heard about. I never heard this before. But because you have an unction, because you have this mystery and it's inside of you, and this mystery is called Christ. Whew. Hallelujah. And when you start talking, they will see what they have not been told. And they will understand what they have not heard about. That day has come. That's why you want to go through the door. You want to walk into the full revelation of who you are in Christ on earth today, right now. Not that you won't be challenged. Not that opposition won't show up. If you don't have an opponent, there's no fight. Every time the champion he's crowned and put on the belt, that he's the heavyweight, middleweight, or whatever, flyweight champion of the world. Somebody, as long as nobody challenges him, he wears the belt. But somebody want to challenge him and take it from him. Am I right? And they make a big deal out of the boxing world and all the rest of it. Satan will challenge you. But you got to know how, you got to know where to fight and how to take the fight to him. Most saints don't know where the fight's at. You think you got it, and we make dumb song like, I've been fighting the devil all week long, bless his holy name. Yeah, yeah, but that's not the fight. You don't fight the devil in your flesh or in your natural self. The fight is the fight of faith. And the Bible calls it a good fight. Am I right to this morning? Can I get a few witnesses here? Why is it a good fight? Because I win every time. Faith will never lose when it's put to work in its proper order. And the Bible tells us faith worketh by love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, listen to this. The fact that God raised up Jesus, the fact that God raised us up when he raised Jesus from the dead, well, that we too would share and enjoy the same life with the Father that he shares and enjoys. With that, we will do what? Share and enjoy the same life that he enjoys. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. So the trouble and evil that are in this world would not control us. See, Satan wants to control you and dominate you and deceive you. But God said, because of the fact you're in Christ, in the world, but you're not of it. So what's in this world, because you're in another world with authority to reign and rule here on this earth, been given to you by your Lord, my Lord, go in all the world and preach the gospel. And when Satan tried to forbid you to preach the gospel, can you preach it sick? Can you preach it broke? Can you preach it ignorant? Can you preach it scared? You can't do nothing. So God removes all that from your life with authority to go all over the earth, and nobody can stop you. If doors are closed, he said, I open the doors. If you like money, I supply your money. If you like help, I supply your help. If you need a place to go, I provide the place to go. And people, when you go, they'll receive you. Hallelujah. So the trouble of this world can't stop you or control you. They may come against you, persecute you, do all those things. It doesn't matter. But if you, this revelation, this Christ in you, as you grow and get to know him, and you know he's bigger, hallelujah, he's greater, he's mightier, and he's stronger, and he's more faithful. He cannot be conquered. He cannot be stopped. He cannot be overcome. And he's in me. And I let the knowledge of this grow in me, that my spirit is well educated. My mind is renewed to this truth that I have received. Then I go forth. We go forth as a mighty moving force that the world and nobody can stop. Believers have stuff to deal with. We have the world to deal with. Then we have the religious folks to deal with. And both of them don't believe anything. Hallelujah. So when you come, so the trouble and evil of this world, the trouble and evil that are in this world that would control you and dominate us, with it lies and deception and the destruction he would bring through, that he brought rather through Adam, high treason, transgression, Adam, high treason. That's how it got here, through Adam, high treason. When he was disobedient to God and did what God told him not to do. This is why we have been raised up together with him and made to sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians, give me Ephesians 2:5. Ephesians 2:5. This is why we have been raised up together with him. Listen to this. Even when we were what? Dead in sin, has quickened. That word quicken means what? Made alive. Quicken us together with, listen to this now. I want you to hear this. You have an anointing. Now we have been made alive together, quickened together with Christ. Made alive with Christ. Made alive with Christ. Say that. I've been made alive with Christ. Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And I've been made alive with him. By grace ye are saved. By what? Grace. Ye are saved. Keep moving. And has raised us, woe now, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.